You're listening to the History Nerd Podcast. I am a high school history teacher who teaches her students to investigate the facts for themselves and decide what they think happened. That's what I want to do here. I'll present you with facts and occasionally my opinion, but I want you to decide for yourself what you think happened. Just as a note, I do my best to research each story in full, but I may miss things here or there. I strive to use the most trustworthy sources and information I can find and give you my best judgment where things aren't clear, but I'm not a professional historian. All right, let's get started. Today I'm going to tell you the story of one of the most mysterious figures of the American Revolution. Agent 355 is credited with passing valuable information to George Washington, but her identity remains a mystery to this day. Who was this woman who was instrumental in the success of the colonists? Keep listening to find out. We don't know a lot about Agent 355 or how exactly she helped the American cause, but she has become the stuff of legend when it comes to espionage during the American Revolution. Here's what we do know. She was part of the Culper Spy Ring, which operated in New York and Long Island from 1778 to 1781. She was possibly recruited by Abraham Woodhull, who was known as Samuel Culper Sr. within the Spy Ring. Historians believe because of the information she passed to the spy ring, she may have been a member of a prominent loyalist family in New York City. In order to understand her significance, let me give you some background on the Culper spy ring. In 1778, Benjamin Talmadge became George Washington's intelligence chief, charged with organizing a network of spies. Many of the recruits were from his hometown of Setauket, located on Long Island. The British occupied New York City at this time. Abraham Woodhull was his main agent in Setauket. Woodhull soon fell under suspicion by the British because of his frequent travels, so he recruited Robert Townsend. Townsend became known as Samuel Culper Jr. and devoted his life to the cause. Posing as a loyalist journalist, he was able to befriend British officers and gain information from them. The Culper Ring is most credited with the discovery of the betrayal of Benedict Arnold and the capture of Major John Andre. This is where Agent 355 comes in. In a letter from Woodhull to Talmadge, Woodhull states, "I intend to visit 727, which was code for New York City, before long, and think that by the assistance of a 355, code for lady, of my acquaintance, shall be able to outwit them all." It is rumored that Agent 355, or this mysterious lady, was a friend of Major John Andre of the British Army. What we know is that in 1779, when John Andre left New York for South Carolina and the Siege of Charleston, George Washington deemed the information he was receiving from the Culper Ring useless, but it improved on Major Andre's return to New York. Major John Andre was the adjutant general for General Clinton. As a side note, I didn't know what an adjutant general was, so I had to look it up, but it's basically just a senior officer on a general's staff. John Andre spent the winter of 1778 and 79 in New York City. Andre was trusted by both Benedict Arnold and General Clinton. In fact, when Benedict Arnold contacted General Clinton and asked him to send someone he trusted to meet with Arnold and get the plans for West Point and the betrayal, General Clinton chose Andre. Andre knew Arnold through Arnold's wife Peggy, so this was a good choice for both parties. Andre was secretly brought ashore by a man named Joshua Het Smith, who was a loyalist on the surface, but was secretly spying for the Patriots. All he knew is he was instructed to bring a John Anderson ashore from the HMS Vulture a ship on the Hudson River and take him to meet with Arnold. John Anderson turned out to be John Andre. Smith was actually put on trial for treason against the Patriot cause later because he was so good at what he did. Alexander Hamilton even testified against him because he didn't know any of the names of the spies. After Andre met with Arnold, Andre stayed at Smith's house and Smith escorted him back to the ship. The problem was that while Andre had been off the ship, it had been fired on by American forces and was forced to move upriver. Now Andre and Smith would have to travel through territory held by the Continental Army to reach the ship. Benedict Arnold had written them a pass because at this time he was still a trusted general in the American Army. Because of this pass, they encountered no trouble along the way. With 15 miles left to go, Smith leaves Andre because they are about to enter British territory, and supposedly Andre will be able to make it to the ship without trouble. Andre doesn't get far on his own before he is confronted by three British soldiers pointing their bayonets at him. He commands them to give way to his rank, but they don't move. These three British soldiers are really Continental soldiers in disguise. They capture Major Andre and discover papers from Benedict Arnold to General Clinton detailing how to take West Point. This information is passed through the Culper Ring onto George Washington, who arrives just in the nick of time to prevent the attack. The legend of Agent 355 says that after the exposure of Benedict Arnold, several members of the Culper spy ring, including 355, were captured and held on HMS Jersey, a prison ship in New York Harbor. Supposedly, she was pregnant and gave birth to a baby boy on the ship before she passed away. Historians have raised their doubts about this point, stating that women were not held on prison ships during the Revolutionary War. However, historian John Burke read through the 14,000 names of prisoners held on prison ships and determined that, yes, there were, in fact, a small number of women held prisoner at that time. Another aspect that gives credence to this theory is the fact that when the members of the Culper Ring were arrested, which supposedly included this Agent 355, Robert Townsend became extremely upset and vowed to do whatever he could to raise money to set them free, including stealing money from businesses. He became depressed after the arrests, and the quality of the information coming from the Culper Ring declined. Many people believe this was because he was in love with Agent 355 and she was pregnant with his child. Later, he had a young son named Robert Townsend Jr. out of wedlock that he supposedly asked his brother to raise. This Robert Townsend Jr. went on to become a lawyer and politician and worked on the prison ship martyr memorial. Could this be because his mother died aboard a prison ship and she was Agent 355? Historians discredit this, stating that the boy's mother was actually Mary Banvard, who was Townsend's housekeeper. Robert Jr. was apparently not born until 1784. By this time, the war was over and the ring had disbanded. So who could the mysterious lady be? Many historians don't believe that she even existed, or rather, that she was several women, because the code 355, as mentioned above, only stood for lady. It didn't have to mean one specific lady. But many people had their own code numbers that stood for their names. For example, George Washington was 711. This makes it possible that the lady referred to could also have gone by the code name 355. So there are a few ladies associated with the Culper spy ring that could possibly fit the profile of our mysterious agent. First is Anna Smith Strong. She is the only documented female member of the Culper ring. Anna would signal when a message was ready to be delivered by hanging out laundry. If she hung out a certain number of handkerchiefs, it meant agents were in town waiting for information to carry to Talmadge. Anna has a couple of other points working in her favor. She was Woodhull's neighbor and was recruited to the ring by him. We mentioned before that if 355 exists, she was most likely recruited by Woodhull. She had wealthy Tory relatives, meaning she could have had access to valuable information because it's likely her relatives ran in the same circles as British officers. Her husband, Sella, was imprisoned on the HMS Jersey, and she was allowed to bring him food. Could this be why the rumor of Agent 355 being imprisoned there started? She and her husband were reunited after the war and very quickly had another child. This may be where the rumors of 355 being pregnant started. And the case for Anna Smith Strong is pretty solid, but let's look at some other possibilities. Elizabeth Bergen was a widowed mother in New York City. She helped prisoners of war escape. Indeed, her work was so valuable that George Washington himself asked Congress to give her a stipend after the war so she could support herself and her children. Not much more is known about her, however. We know that she helped prisoners escape, but we don't know how she helped them escape. We also don't know if the prisoners she helped escaped from the prison ships or from prisons in town. Either way, once Congress agreed to give her a stipend, this gem of a woman actually asked if she could work for her pay, preferring to cut fabric shirts for the military.
I think that's kind of cool how just like, especially around those times about like, you know, men's view of women and how, you know, possibly the greatest leader of our nation sought out to make sure that she was accommodated. And then good for her to say, no, I don't want a free handout. I'd like to work for my money, when she was well deserving of it after all she did.
Yeah, I agree. Especially because women in those days often didn't hold down jobs.
No, their job was in the household.
Right. Many people wonder whether Benedict Arnold's wife, Peggy Shippen, could have been the mysterious informant. Here's what we know about Peggy. Her father was a loyalist, but her sister married a colonel in the Continental Army. Peggy was close friends with John Andre when he was stationed in Philadelphia, and she kept in touch with him when he was sent to New York. Peggy herself was banished from Philadelphia to New York when the scandal with her husband broke in 1780. There is no other evidence, however, that Peggy assisted the Continental Army in any way, and she wasn't banished to New York until November of 1780. John Andre was put to death by the Americans in October of 1780. Personally, I think we can rule Peggy Shippen out. Another possibility is a woman named Betty Floyd. Betty's only credentials are the fact that she was a cousin of Townsend, which could possibly be why he was so stressed when she was arrested. And we know that she did, in fact, die on a prison ship. Townsend's sister is even another possibility. Her name is Sarah, but she often went by Sally because her mother's name was also Sarah. She lived in Oyster Bay, which is only about 24 miles from Setauket. Because she was his sister, this could also explain his emotion when those members of the ring were captured. British soldiers were stationed at the Townsend home. One of those soldiers, John Graves Simcoe, fell in love with Sally and declared his love for her in what came to be known as America's First Valentine. Even though they had a brief flirtation, Sally denied his proposals and never married. It is rumored that she overheard Simcoe and John Andre discussing British plans to capture West Point due to Benedict Arnold's betrayal, and passed this information along to her brother Robert, which led to Andre's capture and the foiling of the British attempt to capture West Point. However, there is no actual documentation of this, so we can't be sure. We also know that Sally died in 1842, well after the war. So, who could this mysterious Agent 355 be? If she does exist, and I like to think that she does, I personally believe it is Anna Smith Strong. Her communications were vital to the success of the Culper Ring, and she had wealthy loyalist relatives. I also like the idea of Sally Townsend, but we don't have any documentation that she actually overheard Andre and Simcoe. But at the same time, maybe that's what made her such a great spy. What do you think?
I think that, you know, the definitely Anna Strong is probably a strong suitor for it. But, you know, it goes back to the letter where, you know, they gave the number in which meant the lady. So, I mean, it could be like maybe they were just trying to protect all the women in the ring. So, I mean, it's just hard to tell. But, like, one thing I have noticed as you've been talking about the story is that a lot of these names are very familiar with the TV show on Netflix called Turn. And it's actually about the Culper spy ring, but all these names that you're dropping are their characters in the show. Now, obviously, they, you know, add a little dramatizing to it where Anna Strong and Culper are, I mean, not Culper, what's his name?
It's been so long since I've watched Turn. I don't remember.
But the main guy, the guy who is Culper, what's his name?
Robert Townsend.
No, not Townsend. They're all in it. And it's a great show. I mean, you can definitely watch it to get more of a background of this story. But as far as the Agent 355, I mean, I agree with you. I definitely think the strongest case is Anna Strong. She had the most to lose in this, and she was obviously a big part of it. So,
yeah, I think she was definitely the most, at least, active woman spy in the Culper ring. And I probably think the letter referring to, it says a 355. So it's probably just saying a lady. I do think the lady they're referring to is Anna Smith Strong. So I guess as far as I'm concerned, she is Agent 355, but I don't think that was her code name.
And obviously, I mean, like, definitely, like, her husband being on a British prison ship could definitely give her a strong motive to be against them for sure. And she obviously has the right means to it. So,
well, now we've given you all the facts, all the information, and our own ideas. Now you get to decide for yourself. If you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to subscribe and leave us a 5-star review. We can't do this without your support, so thank you. We will be back next week with another episode.